Hey, animation fans, good news, bad news time on the podcast today. The bad news, this is the very last episode of season one. It's like at the end of summer camp when you have to say goodbye to all your new summer camp friends and go back to school, and then you see those friends again next year, but it's not really the same because a year has passed, and at that age, everyone grows up really fast, and, the good news, season two is only weeks away. So really, it's like summer camp never ends, and you never have to say goodbye to anyone, and you never have to grow up. So don't worry, campers, we have a great second season planned for you. We return with new episodes in November. Now let's start the show.
Nick, 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 Nick.
Nickelodeon!
From Nickelodeon Studios in Burbank, California, this is the Nickelodeon Animation Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Hector Navarro, and my guests are some of the most talented voice acting veterans and up-and-comers in the industry today. To list off their entire combined bodies of work would take a whole episode all by itself, but rest assured, you've heard their voices before, and you've heard them often. Now they're all playing siblings on the brand new hit Nickelodeon show, The Loud House. We've got all of Lincoln Loud's 10 sisters in the recording booth today, and let me tell you, it is crammed in here. So before we all run out of breathable oxygen, let's get to talking to Catherine Tabor, Liliana Mumi, Nika Futterman, Christina Puccelli, Jessica DeChico, Greg Griffin, and Laura Jill Miller. Hi guys, I'm Hector. Hi.
Hi guys.
Hello. Hi.
How's everybody? Thank you guys so much for coming in.
I'm so
this
happy
is so awesome. I feel weird. I feel like I'm taller than everybody.
You are.
I'm sorry.
You're the leader.
So a lot of our listeners don't know the ins and outs of recording a show. What is it like recording in a group dynamic versus on your own?
Gray, over. No. No, I don't even have anything to say. We have a great sisterly friendship as it is. Like we are like one big family. To sound corny, but yeah,
we have chemistry.
Always, yeah, even getting ready just now for this, for pictures and whatnot. I mean, it was like a bunch of girls in a bath because we were like, "Oh, can I have try your bronzer?" Or "Oh, your lipstick looks good." And you know, we were just being
like a sleepover.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys feel like? Well, let's talk about Loud House for a little bit. What has it been like seeing the response? I mean, it's become huge. It's become insanely popular.
We did the short, and the Loud House short was like a part of the Nickelodeon Shorts program. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool just to be a part of it, like starting from the very beginning, watching it, you know, grow and go through the channels that it was supposed to go through. And now it's like a popular, full-fledged show. It's just been really cool to be a part of the
cast that's full of chicks, you know what I mean? Which is a really rare thing. It's usually guys, and then there's like a few.
One girl.
You know, girls sprinkled in.
I feel like from the beginning.
Who are you?
This is Kat. I feel like from the beginning there was something special about this show, and I think a lot of that has to do with Chris, creator.
Creator.
And you could have come into a situation with all these women and had like a bunch of weirdness and a bunch of egos, but it's never had that. Like, it's always felt like we were sisters, and there's like
so much
like heart to the show that I felt that from the beginning. And now that the audience really seems to feel that too. Mm. People say that, like, it's got such heart that
love
it's been
and family.
Yeah. And that's translating to the fans when we felt that so much ourselves is like, it's perfection.
That's so
totally
cool.
And then also the whole female thing is it's like it's never like you're ever conscious that it's like there are, you know, a billion sisters
right
in the cast. It's not, and it really is about, you know, Lincoln and his family that happen to be all girls.
Absolutely. Yes. I think
and
it's,
not rabbits, because we were supposed to be rabbits.
Yes, yes, we were.
This is Laura, by the way.
So you guys knew about the rabbit thing.
We did.
Yeah, okay.
We heard about the rabbits, yeah.
After the fact.
I didn't hear about the rabbit thing. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to be rabbits.
Yeah, originally it was rabbits.
Wait, aren't we rabbits?
Hold on.
Wait, it's all a dream.
In the loud house, in the loud house. Duck, duck, push and shove. This is how we show our love.
Do you guys feel like you have inhabited some of the characteristics of your characters? Like, Kat, do you feel like you're like the oldest sibling of all of these siblings here?
You know, I think what's funny is that even if in the beginning you didn't know what it was about you that connected you to that character, that there are definitely things about all of us that connect to our characters. And there's a reason that we were cast. I mean, I'm actually the youngest sibling in my family.
But I thought you were going to say the youngest of this group. I was like,
oh, she did not.
Well, that too.
No, not really.
But there's certainly aspects of Lori that, you know, like her, the weight of the world is on her shoulders. And mm-hmm. I often feel that. No, not really.
And you are the most mature. You're
exactly.
I'm the funny one.
Yes. Yes.
This is Christina. I tell jokes, really, but yeah. I do tell
she
jokes.
Does. Yes, yeah.
Like
she
in between
does.
Jokes mm-hmm. that can't get on the air because they're not very clean.
But, you can't even do them in front of Lincoln.
But I do like to tell jokes, and they're so dumb, but I love them, and they make me laugh. So I think that there's a reason why I am this character.
Yeah. Are you as big a fan of puns as your character?
You know, I've become a fan of puns. I feel like I'm a little old man who, like, looks for a pun in everything, you know, looks for a funny in everything, you know. And it's funny because I tell my boyfriend, I'm like, you can call me fat, you can call me ugly, but don't ever call me not funny.
Yes.
That is, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So you must be like a well of dad jokes at this point. Do you have a favorite dad joke?
Why do squirrels swim on their back? To keep their nuts dry.
That's a good one.
She comes in with, you know, a book on them.
Why don't blind people skydive? It scares the dog. You have to think about it.
It's so bad that it's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
She also has a wooden dummy under her bed.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Luann, instead of wasting all that energy making more pies, why not get some comedy out of your leftover banana peels?
That old gag? I don't think so.
Whoa!
Actually, I'm starting to see the appeal!
Liliana, is Lenny going to be okay when she gets older? Like, she's going to be okay, right?
You know, that's a really good question. Lenny is a very interesting character.
Yes.
She's special, to say the least. But I think that she's going to need some help. You know, she needs help along the way. So hopefully she finds a companion that can kind of, you know, tell her what's right and what's wrong.
Or a therapist.
Maybe a therapist. She can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
You've got us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have my sister, so I think although I'm one of the older ones, I'm going to be staying home for a while. Like, maybe not the one that doesn't get accepted to college and lives in the basement at
That's
home.
That's okay. I can do estate planning for you.
Yeah.
What is the most fun thing about playing your character?
Oh, I love being Lenny. She's so, like, bubbly and dumb. It's just so fun being a dumb blonde. You can come up with, like, these little jokes, and whenever we're doing the script and I'm the one who always says something that's just so stupid. And I read it and I'm like, okay, like this is so, it's funny because it's so stupid and I would think I'm not stupid, but it's cool to be that character for a minute.
Wow, it's just like a real spinny thingy.
Technically, it's called a steering wheel. So, you're ready to get started?
Wait! I need my special driving smoothie. It's a soy pumpkin cookie crumble cream. It's seasonal.
Are you guys constantly cracking each other up?
Yes.
Totally.
And it's really well written. I mean, you can totally tell if you would cover up the names of each character,
mm-hmm.
You can figure out whose line it is, which is really cool.
Another thing I love is when Jessica and Gray, because they play more than one character, and especially Jessica when she goes from...
Oh, especially Jessica. Okay.
Lucy from... Lucy and Lynn. Lynn. She goes from Lynn to Lucy, so this, like, upbeat, sporty character.
Yeah.
To just, like, goth girl.
Yeah.
And she'll sometimes have lines that are one after another, so she'll be, like, really sporty and energetic, and then she'll go straight to, like, Lucy, who's goth and flat. And I always just find that so funny, like, when we're recording. It's amazing.
You're doing that live. I was going to ask, how do you record these two characters? Because they have very different energy levels. Do you just bounce back and forth, or do you go, we're going to read as Lucy first and then do Lynn, or do you just do it right there in the moment?
No, it's just as, you know, what's written. But, like, the energy is so, it's so exciting when we're all together, and I just think it kind of, like, ups the ante. You're just, like, it's easy to, like, reset. And I think the characters are so clearly defined that it's easier to go between the two characters.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
She makes everyone crack up, though. You do take, like, a pause in between.
It takes a little second to reset.
And there's, like, this pause, and within the pause, she's just a completely new person. And the lines are ridiculously funny. She'll be like, I need to go to the cemetery after. They're laughing about something.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way you do it, you inspire me. You're so good.
And the ad libs, you do really good goth ad libs. Like, do you think of them ahead of time? Write them in?
No, I don't. Sometimes I feel like I'm like
Oh no, I feel like you guys do such good ad libs.
Oh no. Sometimes we're all running away or something and everybody has to say like a line that's like, there's like fleeing sentences or whatever. Yeah. So then, you know, just, yeah. So then you have to think up
ad libs. A new word for fleeing.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to think of ad libs that go with your character. And she always has really hilarious, gothy ones.
The twins are so funny back to back. They're just so cute. They just have such distinct personalities.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she plays the baby too, which is really
cute
to watch.
She just started talking. It's very exciting.
Really?
No.
She just started talking. She's had a few
words.
She said poo-poo for like a year.
Yeah, that's all she could say was poo-poo.
That's a great first word.
She and Lenny are special.
It's the best word, poo-poo.
It's very informative to parents, I would imagine.
Poo-poo and dada.
But it,
aren't
but it had so many different meanings. It was like dude or something. I mean,
like, yeah, it was like Smurf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Poo-poo had a lot of, yeah, it was like, she was like poo-poo for reporting about poo-poo and like poo-poo for like, oh, I don't like that, or poo-poo for like, hi. And,
or poo-poo for love.
Yes. Wow.
I never realized the nuances of poo-poo.
Yes. This is my favorite sandwich, Lily. Peanut butter and sauerkraut. You can't chew it yet, but you can drink it.
Poo-poo.
Cheers.
Laura, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a phrase that you use to get to Lisa's voice?
She has to generate a lot of spit.
Okay, that's so just the
sometimes
list.
I just think of sheesh. Sheesh.
And then
no,
you're there.
Not really any phrase.
Okay.
I sort of tip my head down a little. But yeah,
you
no,
always
no
write
specific.
Really funny scientific ad libs.
Yes. Yeah.
She comes
that,
in
that
with
is,
a really
I get
good
to
scientific
do that.
Ad-lib.
Really?
That's
fun.
Yeah. That's great. Don't ask me any of them now because, you know, that's thanks to Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look at a line and I go, oh, what's the Latin way to say that? Or, you know, or what would be the medical term for that or the legal term?
What is it like playing a character who's smarter than anybody else in the room in the show? Like, what's that like?
She is that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so let me rephrase the question. What's it like being the smartest person in the room no matter what room you walk into?
No, not no
she
matter.
She went to law school.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, she went to law school.
Okay, I'll take that one. I did pass three bars.
So, nice.
Yeah. Which ones, girl? Which bars?
New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Ooh, look at you. But after a successful acting career. It wasn't like she fell back. Or
wow.
But, she was bored.
But here's the thing. You know what they call the guy who graduated last in medical school?
A doctor, yeah.
So, you know, like, here's the thing. I was a lawyer, but you probably wouldn't have wanted me for one.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
My heart wasn't in it.
Okay, so. I understand.
Medical malpractice, I would definitely hire her.
Well, but I'm always, I mean, just yes. On a side note, I'm always so excited when she's on a show with me because she knows when we get paid. Like,
well.
You know, she'll go like, oh, no, you know, they ran it, you know, 40 times yeah. And we were supposed to. And then, of course, well, technically in the contract, you know, it says that consecutive runs. And I'm like, just tell me if they're screwing
well,
us.
Well, we were on a show together, and it took like 2.5 years for our residuals to come in. I would email Grant. I'm like, they're coming.
I know. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't have had she not known, because I don't know what the hell's
she's
going
the
on.
She's the watchdog. Yeah. Yeah.
Lawyer brain. Lawyer
yeah.
brain.
Lawyer
that's
brain,
helpful.
Yeah.
That's great. You so should anyway, you should know a mechanic. You should know a lawyer. So you guys got the
yep.
hookup. That's
oh, yeah.
great.
I want to send you like a Lenny-Lisa episode, just like the two of you. I'd love to see that.
Or them on either Amazing Race. Lenny and Lisa. Amazing Race or Survivor.
That's so funny.
There's an idea.
I don't think you would have the patience to
no,
make me smarter, so you'd funny. Try to come up with like some sort of potion or experiment.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
good.
But there is the episode where Lenny suddenly sang the really smart things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we switched.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to ask right now the people behind the glass, are you guys writing this stuff down? This is season 2, season 3, season 4. These are the ideas right here.
Oh. Call it Incredible Pace.
The movie.
Family Feud.
Oh, that would be really funny.
I was on that show in high school.
No way.
Did you where is there footage?
No, we lost because I have to say the smartest family loses because we answered like all the questions and then all the other people had to do was answer one question.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like, yeah, like if you answer all the questions and then you like crap out toward the end.
No, that's
and I did a bunch of impressions on the show hoping to get discovered.
Well, and it depends how smart the audience is too, because they poll the audience. So you have to think, okay, what would the audience say?
Oh,
it might
yeah,
not be the best
and it's
answer.
Not even right. They're yeah. saying like name animals you find at the North Pole, and somebody said penguins, and there aren't any
right.
penguins in the North Pole.
Oh, man. See.
But, yeah. but if people
you're
said that,
smart.
Survey
yes.
says. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I did my whole Wizard of Oz thing hoping someone in the audience would be like, you need to be in voiceovers.
And it worked.
And it worked.
You did it.
That didn't do anything for me, but.
Did you ever dream of doing like Star Search when you were little?
I wanted to so badly. Yeah, I wanted to, but I didn't.
I was on $20,000 Pyramid, and I won lots of stuff for the people, and then I lost on things made out of wood because I got the thing. I got it, and I was saying, dining room table. I was saying all these things that I pictured in my living room, like our dining room table, mm-hmm. our armoire, yeah. and all these things made out of wood. And my friend, after tree. I got off, she was like, tree, idiot, yeah. tree, yeah. toothpick, yeah. pencil.
Greetings, human. There's liquid ambar styraciflua in your follicular area.
What in my who now?
You've got gum in your hair.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it's just,
I assume that being of average intelligence, you didn't place it there yourself. Therefore, I can only deduce that someone has been picking on you.
Lisa, please, you can't tell! I don't want everyone getting involved!
Don't worry, I do not have enough room in my brain for this kind of tomfoolery.
Nika, question for you.
Yes, darling.
Have you had everybody over to teach them how to play poker yet?
Oh.
Has that happened? Have we set that up yet?
Wow, that's a really good idea.
She doesn't want any more competition.
No, she's I'd love to. No, honestly, like, yeah. the truth is that I love teaching yeah. chicks how to play poker
mm-hmm.
more than anything.
We should have, like, a female poker.
100%. And I actually have never taught my sisters because nobody's, like, except for maybe.
I play craps.
Right, like, maybe. Nobody's, like, you know, said that they wanted to learn how to play. But I've, the times that I've had little teaching things, like I mm-hmm. did a thing for my kids' school where, you know, like a bunch of women wanted to learn how to play, you yeah. know, raise money for the blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, come on. So I yeah. did that and taught a bunch of chicks. And I love doing that. But and we haven't done that yet. But that's a really yeah. good yeah. idea.
Great idea.
A poker night.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so no, the answer is no, I am lame.
But it
but now it's happening, but so it's thank you for the idea.
But thank you for that.
What is your best piece of advice for the game of poker?
Patience. I play poker tournaments, so yeah. if you sit down, you're guaranteed, if you're there till the end, mm-hmm. even just for one day, it's like 13 hours, you're sitting there. So you have to have patience, you know.
Okay.
And a good back.
And a good back.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an episode in there somewhere where we're all playing some game that we shouldn't be playing, like, you know, like a game that we don't realize we're gambling or something.
Yeah. Right? Or we all end up in Vegas.
Ooh, that'd be
like
great.
The parents, we have to go for like the
that's season three.
Like dad has to go there for like something for work for mm-hmm. brings the whole family to Vegas.
Yes.
That's like director's
movie.
Cut.
And
that's our movie.
Lost.
Like, would that not be the funniest
Vegas.
Thing?
Guys, I got it. Viva Loud Vegas.
Viva Loud Vegas!
To all of the sisters here, what is your favorite movie of all time?
She doesn't go to movies.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think she goes to
okay.
movies.
Okay. You're going to skip Luann? Okay, we'll yeah. skip Luann. Lori, what's your favorite movie?
Well, it's literally a classic, and it just reminds me of me and Bobby, and it's Dirty Dancing.
That's a great pick. That is a great pick. Lucy.
I don't know. I think maybe Edward Scissorhands.
Lynn, what's your favorite movie?
Jerry Maguire, yeah. of course.
Lenny, hi.
Hi. I want to say Lenny's favorite movie is Legally Blonde. She'll get there one day. Mm-hmm. She'll get there one day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Lana.
Lana's favorite movie is like Fast and the Furious because I love fast cars and just cool stuff.
Lola, what about Lola?
My favorite movie hasn't come out yet because I haven't starred in anything thus far.
And I know she might be a little bit young, but Lily, do you have a favorite movie?
I want to go, but they don't let me. I thought they poo poo.
I knew it.
It's a poop film. It's a scat film. I'm sorry.
Luna. Hi, Luna.
I got two.
Okay.
School of Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Spinal Tap, dude.
All right. Do you guys have any dream projects that you haven't had a chance to work on yet that you'd love to work on in the voice acting world?
I've always wanted to be a boy. Like book a role as a boy, because that would be cool. I'm a girl, and I can do a little bit of a boy voice, but actually accomplishing it and, like, being the girl that's the guy, like,
yeah.
you do boy voices. Gray does a lot of boy voices.
Everyone I get hired
does.
For boys more than I do girls.
Really? Yeah. See, I think that's so funny. Awesome. Like Bart Simpson, when yeah. you know that's a girl, like, I want to be like, oh, that's actually a girl, you know?
That did blow my mind when I was yeah. little.
So, yeah.
Right?
I like to tell people, I'm like, I do little boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to tell people that.
That's my specialty.
I say I do if they're really girly. I do little boys if they're really girly.
Little feminine little boys?
things?
Yeah.
It's going somewhere, really.
Okay. Oh, this is for kids, right? We have to be.
It's for everybody. It's okay. For everybody. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My dream is I love Pixar films so much. I'm like, but I feel like it's like impossible. Like, it's like all celebrities, you know how that goes.
Nothing
but
is impossible.
That's right.
It must happen. Dream. Or like, also like I grew up watching The Simpsons. So just to do one little voice, that's it. Just one, like two lines, be happy, like bucket list, accomplish, you know, totally. Item checked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other bucket list characters that you guys have as actors that you'd love to do?
I want to do one of those role playing, like that critical role that they. Oh. I would love to do one of those Dungeons.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. I think it'd be kind of fun.
I know a lot of those cats, actually, if you want to.
Oh,
be on
we
a
know
role.
Them. They okay, just don't great. Let us in.
You just want to be on an episode.
But I look up to them.
I'm sure
I would
that
never
could be
ask.
Arranged.
Yeah.
I know them, but you don't want to ask.
I think we
like
maybe
annoying.
You just did, if anyone listens.
If they listen to this. Yeah.
I would actually just like to see more and more projects like this where you have, like, you know, instead of, like, everyone's been saying one or two cool girl characters, you know, or one and then another one that shows up, but just more shows that have girl characters and they're not, like, goofy, weird, princessy,
big-boobed.
Yeah, they're just cool characters that happen to be girls.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, after the 10 seasons they're doing here, then they're going to do, like you know how now it's Fuller House, Full House went to Fuller House, so it's going to be the Louder House is going to go to Louder House.
That's right.
So we're going to be older at that point.
Yes.
It's going to be an old folks home.
And it's going to be all about our lives older.
A retirement community.
Right. It's a retirement. And then it's the loudest house. That's when we're in the retirement. This is like, what, 30 million people listen to this?
Easily, 60 million.
Right? Yeah. So they're going to all start going, writing, and it's going to become this real thing that Nickelodeon's going to have this pressure to actually do it, and then do the Louder House, and then the Loudest House.
Listen, guys, you guys may have been thinking like, oh, it's a bit, 11 seasons, but the Rugrats, and then there was Rugrats All Grown Up, okay? So there could easily be Louder House.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then there were SpongeBob and Spongier Bob.
Spongiest Bob.
Right.
My grandma is so sick of SpongeBob, and it's so funny because she comes to the studio with me all the time and she's like, I'm so sick of that little piece of cheese. Why don't they have that little piece of cheese everywhere? I told Tom Kenny, the guy who plays SpongeBob, I told his wife, I was like, my grandma's really sick of that little piece of cheese. And she's like, aren't we all?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
What was it like to know that there's reviews that are talking about, look at all of these different characters, and a lot of them, even though they may be, you know, easily distinguishable, sort of that stereotypical archetypal character, there isn't that judgment. What's that like with you guys having recorded the episodes, and then you can see that that fans are picking up on that?
I think it's really important that we have these different characters because there's just this thing, you know, where it's like, this is bad. Like, if you're too girly and you like pink, that's bad. Or if you're too boyish and you're too whatever, that's bad. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that we have all these characters who are multidimensional, even though this is a cartoon. You have, you know, hopefully some, you know, feelings towards them where you really like the character. And maybe it introduces the fact that maybe Lenny and Lori are a little bit more girly, but you see them as humans and not just, you know, flippant girly girls. And then, you know, Lisa's really smart, but you see her as a whole, you know, fully fleshed out character. And I'm hoping that we represent something for everybody out there, and it makes kids feel comfortable. Like, yeah, I can see myself in Luna, you know, and also I can see myself in Lenny or Lynn. And I think
everybody
that
can relate to it.
Yeah.
It's okay to be yourself.
Yeah. Right. And also just, I mean, because they can make it all sort of, you know, like, happy rainbows. But really, the truth is that they also show on the side that, like, sometimes you don't get along, but how you find your way back together.
Right.
Exactly. So it's real instead of, you know, a version that doesn't exist in the world. That it is a large family that has to learn to coexist and be different.
Oh, Lincoln, this is wonderful. It's the best gift we've ever gotten.
It's going above the mantle right now.
Lincoln, you bonehead. You gave him the wrong picture.
Yep. I knew you'd blow this, too.
No, I gave them the right one. The one that shows the real you. The perfect you.
Aww, thank you, Lincoln.
You are all voice actors who happen to be women. Do you feel like there has been a change happening in the past few years, in the past decade, industry-wide, about, like, what types of stories are being told and what types of characters are sort of allowed to be on shows? And what has that been like for you guys?
I feel like it's the year of the woman. It really is. Like, we might have a female president. We've got, like, mm-hmm. female Ghostbusters. We've got, I mean, I'm doing another different show that's all superheroes, and we've got action figures that are selling
I'm
like
in that
crazy.
Too. Yay! And Jess is in it. And so,
yeah. So, I mean, like, I just really feel like there's, like, a feminine, and also the subject matter, like, having the gay dads on our show. Yeah. I mean, my son is gay, and he's 9, and he never sees himself in cartoons.
What was the response of that been like? Because I feel like it was a really beautiful, positive reception that people were praising the show for being able to do that. What was that like on your guys' end to see that happen?
I haven't even heard.
Proud of us.
I know, but like, I don't think people, I think now it's just like, yeah, you just like you said about like that, not everything is like obvious and out right. there. It was just part of the story.
It was so natural.
In our
it
world,
gave me chills. I was so happy
the
about gener- that.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, in our kids' mm-hmm. generation and stuff, it's just part of people. It's who you are. It's like,
but
not,
it's still but, kind of new because I remember Tech saying, like, he was just like so surprised right. to see a reflection of what he wants to do in his life when he grows up. Like, see, like, oh, I can be it because he really wants to be a dad. And he for a while he thought maybe I can't be a dad, you know, and now he's like, no, there are people that, you know,
right.
You know, I think it's just so important for all kids, whatever their inclinations or dreams mm-hmm. or whatever, to see that reflected in their media, you know, just like
totally. Yeah,
just if you want to be the president, you want to be a tap dancer, you want to be, I mean, just to be able to see your dreams reflected back to you is really important.
And cartoons can really affect kids. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but this is just a show that I'm on. It's a different network, it's a different show, but there are actual kids, little boys growing up now because of Doc McStuffins saying, oh, are boys allowed to be doctors too? Like, there's an actual boys growing up not believing that, you know, boys are doctors.
Good.
You know?
We need to oppress them for a little while.
I mean, it really affects people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't think that, like, the generation, that, you know, like, our children's generation, like, they're just not, they don't think about, because they have more examples of.
Totally.
So to my daughter doesn't think, like, oh, mm-hmm. a chick can't do this or that. That's not even in her brain, her makeup.
And coming back to the gay thing and the gay dads, sometimes I look at the little threads about our show and stuff, and and somebody's like, oh, they have two gay dads, and they were saying how bad it was. And then I wanted to chime in and say, you blah, 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 but I didn't have to. Their other kids got on there, and they're like, dude, Steven Universe has two women that are lovers, and Clarence has two moms.
Future Worm has two dads.
Yeah, too. I mean, and so these kids got on there, and they're like, this is no big deal. What are you making out of this? This is life. And it was like, I didn't even have to. I was like, right.
Yeah.
Look at that.
The good rise to the top.
My son wanted to tell his whole class, and being an old school type, I was like, I totally support you. I love you. You know that you are loved and accepted no matter what. I said, but I said, you're 9. It doesn't really even matter right now. Why do you have to make an announcement to your whole class? And he's like, Mom, I feel like they don't know the real, it's just a big part of who I am, and I want people to know, and I'm just going to tell everybody come what may. So I was like, okay. So his teacher was like, well, Tex made an announcement today, and I was like, how did it go? She's like, the only person who was upset was the girl that had a big crush on him, and she's fine now. But I was like, oh, I've been there, babe.
Hey, Clyde. Hi, Mr. McBride. Hi, Mr. McBride.
Hi, Lincoln. Ready for your big night?
You bet.
Great. Just a couple things Clyde will need. Sleeping bag, feet suit pajamas, white noise machine, humidifier, dehumidifier, earplugs, inhaler, and allergy medication. Here are all the numbers where you can reach us if our cell phones fail. Restaurant, movie theater, coffee shop, gas station. In case we have to pee.
Good idea. And here's a photo of us.
Since we can't tuck you in tonight.
Remember, Clyde, no nuts, no gluten, no sugar, and be careful with orange juice. You know how you get with pulp.
He's growing up so fast.
Come on, Howie. Remember what Dr. Lopez said about letting go. Now let go.
I love him so much.
Have fun, Clyde.
Well, guys, I think we're running out of time, which is a bummer. I feel like we could keep going and going and going. But thank you so much for coming in and talking today. Just real quick, is there anything that you would like to say to the fans of
Loud House?
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. All 10 seasons.
Love you.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
And are we getting paid for this podcast?
What's that? Check with Laura. I think she's got the paperwork.
You should have said that as Lola, though.
Are we getting paid for this or what?
I do want, before we go, though, to say
please,
thank you, like, to our crew,
our
sound engineers, Matt, Justin, Lisa, our director, all these people that, like,
Matt,
were with
Manny.
All the time.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, we, like, get to talk about it here, but it's, like, such a group effort to make this show.
And we'd be nothing without
And Chris,
them.
Which we none of us would be here if it wasn't for Chris.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Chris is not only, like, extremely talented and creative, he is such a nice person, the nicest soul, sweetest guy ever.
I could text him like about anything randomly, like a question, and mm-hmm. he'll respond in 5 minutes. With
and
an
he's
answer.
Even invited me to his dungeon.
Ooh.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh,
what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Wait, no, we
and
stop.
Scene. No. And wait. Scene.
To role playing. The there's dragons in there. Right, exactly. Role playing. Would you guys like to sign out as each of your characters for us? Would that be cool?
No.
Sure.
Sayonara, this is Lisa signing out.
See you later, alligator.
It's been real, but I literally have to go text Bobby because it's been like an hour.
See you in the afterlife.
Peace out, guys. This is Lynn. I am out.
It's been really fun talking to you guys, but I really have to go to the mall.
Oh, come on. Lily just doesn't want it to be over.
Oh, Lily. We could do it again sometime. Bye, guys.
Rock on, dudes.
Doctor, there it is. Man, that was exhausting, but so, so fun. Big thanks to all of the Loud House sisters for coming out. We got so much great stuff. That was amazing. You want to check out some extra stuff? Go to nickanimationpodcast.com to see an image of me, Loud House-ified. Yes, that's right. Creator Chris Savino, storyboard artist Jordan Rosato drew me in the style of the Loud House with all of the sisters, and it is one of the coolest images I have ever seen with my eyeballs. So be sure to check that out. Thanks to the awesome crew who puts this podcast together. This podcast is produced by
Jonathan Highlander,
Dana Vasquez Eberhardt, Kelly Smith,
Andrew Huebner.
Original music by Useful Creatures. All of the incredible social media for our podcast is made by
Narbe Manassians,
Sammy Arminger.
And thanks to the man who works at controls and makes me sound better than I have a right to,
Manny Grava.
We also want to thank all of the Nickelodeon interns who helped us out with this episode:
Emily Satterfield,
Emma Merrick,
Jane Yun,
Jess Morfisi,
Megan Ward,
Meredith Brandt,
Monica Benares,
Nicole Clark.
So there you have it, listeners. That is going to do it for us for season one of the Nickelodeon Animation Podcast. We're going to be back again in a few weeks with brand new episodes. And until then, from the bottom of my heart, keep watching cartoons.